感谢我们弟兄姊妹在安息日的下午一起能够来数算主的恩典。
Thank God that the brothers and sisters on the Sabbath afternoon can recount the grace of God together.
主的恩典，主的福气，每天无时无刻的都是在我们的周遭的。
The grace and the blessings of God are around us every moment of our lives.
我们越是去发现主的恩典，我们越会发现说主的恩典越多。
If we try to discover what the blessings of God are for us, we will realize there are more and more.
我们越是去诉说主的恩典，我们会发现主的恩典在我们身上越丰富。
And the more that we share of the blessings of God, we'll realize that the blessings of God are even more abundant upon us.
所以我们每天都可以来称颂主的福气，神的恩典。
So every day we can praise God for His blessings.
但是特别是我们在年末的时候过了感恩节，这是我们特别可以让自己稍微静下来去数算主的福气跟主的恩典的最好的时候。
Especially at the end of the year after Thanksgiving, it is the best time for us to recount the blessings of God this year.
能够让自己的脚步稍微慢一下，思想一下今年在我身上，在我的家庭，在我的周遭所看到的这些主的恩典跟福气。
It is a good time for us to slow down our pace and to take a look at ourselves and our families and those around us and see how God has blessed each.
感谢称颂的祭这是神所喜悦的。
And the sacrifice of praise or thanksgiving is pleasing to God.
下午莉莉姊妹要跟我们做见证。
This afternoon, Sister Lily will be testifying.
大家都认识他。
We are all familiar with her.
他负责人这个已经六年他好像很多次的六年今年的这个六年又到结束那明年要休息一阵。
She's about to finish her six-year term, one of her many six-year terms, and so she will be taking a break starting from next year.
所以在这个时候呢，想要用这个来数算一下神的福气。
So this is a good time for her to recount the blessings of God.
那也可以给我们弟兄姊妹做一个灵性上面的一个参考一个学习。
And can also be a reference for ourselves and something for us to learn from in our spirituality.
我们就把时间交给她。
And we'll give her the rest of the time.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
求神能够亲自带领今天下午的见证会。
May God personally guide the testimony session this afternoon.
也求神帮助我能够清楚地述说神的恩典跟作为。
And may God help me to clearly describe His works and His grace.
我从小生长在一个父母给我没有缺乏，也充足供应，也给我充足爱的一个家庭长大。
Since young, I grew up in a home in which I did not lack anything in my growth.
那小时候呢，我有到邻居的家参加主日学。主日学，邻居，我就去隔壁邻居参加主日学，就是宗教教育。
So,
在外教会叫主日学。
I went to a neighbor's house and attended one of their religious classes.
所以一直到小学毕业。
Until I graduated from elementary school.
所以我听了很多故事跟唱那个儿诗。
So I heard many of the stories and I sang many of the children's songs.
所以我是知道主耶稣的。
So I knew who Jesus was.
所以我偶尔也会跟主耶稣说话。
So occasionally I would talk to Jesus.
那我们家的信仰呢，我爸爸是拜天、拜地跟拜祖先。
And in my own family, my father worshipped the heaven, the earth, and our ancestors.
当然，后来我知道他们是拜错的。
Later on, I understood that he was worshiping the wrong thing.
可是在我们家祭拜的事是非常慎重，而且我在他们身上看到他们对神的虔诚。
But in my family, worshiping the ancestors was something that was extremely important, extremely important tradition, and I saw that they were very devout.
Yeah, 那信仰是我生命的转捩点。
But my faith was the point in which my life changed.
事情是发生在1979年的8月4号。
In 1979, in,
8月4号。
On August 4th.
那一天我爸爸因为癌症复发，所以住进了医院。
That day, because my father's cancer had come back, so he was hospitalized.
所以在这之前呢，已经检查出来是有癌症，那也开了刀做了治疗，医生说非常的成功，都没有问题。
And previously, he had, they had diagnosed him with cancer. He had had treatment and he had surgery, and they said he was fine.
那在那个年龄，我想我自己很无知哈，我对癌症一无所知，我不知道它是一个很严重的病。
At that time, I did not understand what cancer was. I felt very helpless.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand how serious cancer was.
Yeah. 那所以我还是过得像平常的日子。
So I still lived my life as usual.
在进医院之前，我爸爸就改变了生活，会留在家里休息。
And then after he was hospitalized, my father's life changed and he rested a lot.
那即使休息呢，每天晚上我回家，我爸爸都会煮着丰盛的晚餐等我们回家。
He would be resting at home, so every day when I returned home, he would have cooked a very abundant meal for us to eat.
我爸爸煮的一手好菜。
My dad was very good at cooking.
他的菜就跟他的人一样丰盛，然后热闹。
And his dishes were just like his own personality. They were very abundant and very lively.
Yeah. 直到有一天我回到家，放学回到家。
Until one day, I had gotten off from school.
那天厨房是暗的。
And when I got home, the kitchen was dark.
餐桌上也没有晚餐。
There was no food placed on the table.
那我爸爸就跟我说，他看不见了，他不能煮饭了。
And then my father told me that he cannot see anymore. He cannot cook.
在那一刹那，我才知道这个病很可怕。
And in that moment, I understood that cancer is very scary.
因为癌细胞已经到他的脑部。
Because the cancer cells had already spread to his brain.
所以就进了医院。
So he was hospitalized.
在医院的检查里头，很快的就告诉我们，要我们准备后事。
After very soon after he was hospitalized, they checked.In the checkup, they told us that we needed to be prepared.
而且，医生说他们也没有办法治疗，只能给他止痛剂。
Because the doctors would not be able to treat him, they would only be able to give him pain, something for his pain.
我看医院外头的阳光非常的灿烂。
I could see the sunshine outside of the hospital was very bright.
可是我的心情非常的低沉。
But in my heart, I felt very, very low.
非常的无助。
I felt very helpless.
人怎么会那么有限？
And how limited could are humans?
我们不是万物之灵吗？
Aren't we able to do all things?
可是我们在疾病面前却无能为力。
But in the face of illness, we are powerless.
Yeah. 所以在这个时候呢，我爸爸的好朋友静叔叔。
And at that time, my father's good friend, Uncle Jing,
yeah, 他就介绍我们要来找主耶稣。
He introduced us to come to know Jesus.
事实上，在这之前，我们找过很多的宗教。
Before this, we had been to many different religions. Looked for many religions.
Yeah, 找了不同的灵。
We had sought out different spirits.
Yeah, 那主静叔叔，就邀请我们来教会。
And Uncle Jing invited us to go to church.
事实上，静叔叔是我爸的好朋友，找我们六年，信了，进了真耶稣教会。
And Uncle Jing was a good friend of my father. He had actually asked us for 6 years before we actually went to church.
静妈妈的头痛因为进了教会才得到医治。
And his own mother.
没有，就是他的太太。
Oh, his wife, herself had been healed after she had gone to church.
Yeah, 那所以。这六年他一直邀请我们到教会。
So for the past 6 years, he had been asking or inviting us to go to church.
Yeah, 那我爸爸都说他信耶稣信到头脑怪怪的。
And my dad thought that Uncle Jing believed in Jesus until he was kind of abnormal.
那这个时候他邀请我们来，可是我妈妈对基督教很反感。
So this time he invited us to go, but my mother had very strong feelings against Christianity.
因为基督教讲信耶稣才能得永生，不信的会下地狱。
Because in Christianity they say that you have to believe in Jesus so you can go to heaven. If you don't, you will go to hell.
所以我妈妈认为为什么只有基督徒可以上天堂。
And my mother felt why is it only Christians can go to heaven?
那一天我送静叔叔到了病门口，那个病房的门口。
That day I was walking out to the hospital door with Uncle Jing.
静叔叔流着泪跟我讲。你一定要救你爸爸的灵魂。
And then Uncle Jing told me, crying, "You have to save your father's soul."
我那时候很感动。
At that time, I was very touched.
我不知道是什么样的信仰。
I didn't know what kind of faith this was.
让静叔叔可以流着泪告诉我，一定要救我爸的灵魂。
To allow him to be able to shed tears to say this phrase to me to save my father's soul.
Yeah.那在那个时候呢，也有姐妹们，每隔一天就来为我们祷告，然后见证，很多神的救恩，很神的恩典。
And then, sisters came to visit us at the hospital every day and to share with us testimonies and about the grace of God.
那时候我真的很羡慕她讲的所有的见证。
At that time, I really, was admiring of the testimonies I heard.
我们真的需要那样的福气。
Because we really needed that type of blessing.
所以，我妈妈第一次走进教会是一个偶然的机会。
And so the first time that my mother walked into church was by coincidence.
因为那是个礼拜六，我们正要去买拜拜的东西。
Because it was Saturday, we were on the way to buy materials for worshiping for our Buddhist worship.
Yeah, 我们将做工程，开工跟完工都要拜。
And so in my parents' work, they always offer incense before and after work.
Yeah. 那所以那一天呢刚好是礼拜六的下午静叔叔就说那可不可以到教会休息一下再去买那个拜拜的东西。
And then that day, they were thinking just to, rest at church for a little bit before going to buy the materials, the incense for worshiping idols.
那这是我妈妈第一次走进教会。
And that was the reason why my mom walked into the church for the first time.
那事实上，我们已经迟到了，所以我们没有参加前面的聚会。
And when we got there, the service was already over, so we did not join it.
那我妈妈说，那天她只听到了一句话。
My mom said that the only thing she heard that day was one phrase.
就是神在创世以前就拣选了我们。
Was that before the foundation of the world, God chose us.
然后我就看见她在打瞌睡。
And then I looked at her falling asleep.
因为太累了，事实上我觉得很丢脸那个时候。
Because she was too tired, but I felt pretty embarrassed in that moment.
那结束祷告的时候。
And in the concluding prayer,
我妈妈不会我们教会的祷告方式。
My mother did not know what,
How
to pray in our church.
所以她就跪下来说如果真的有神求你医治我的先生。
So she just knelt down and said to God that if you really are there, then please heal my husband.
那她觉得有个力量降了下来我妈妈就开始身体震动然后一直哭。
She felt a force descend upon her and then her body began to shake and she started to cry.
我妈妈是很反对基督教的。
My mom is someone who is very against Christianity.
所以我妈妈不会骗我。
So my mother would not lie to me about this.
所以当我妈妈得到圣灵，我就在旁边，我就相信真的有圣灵。
So when the moment my mother received the Holy Spirit and I was next to her, I believed that there really is Holy Spirit.
Yeah. 那她也不知道怎么结束祷告。
And she also did not know how to conclude a prayer.
还是旁边的姐妹告诉她说，你说阿们就可以结束。
And so a sister next to her told her, you can say amen to conclude your prayer.
所以当我妈妈祷告起来，告诉我的第一句话就是，这里有神。
The first thing my mom said after she got up from prayer was, there is God here.
那天晚上我们回到了医院。
And that evening we returned to the hospital.
那每天到了晚上有一个时间，我爸爸的头就开始痛。
And every day at a certain time, my father's head would start to hurt.
我们就按了铃，要叫护士来给止痛药。
And we would ring the bell at that time to ask the nurse to give him painkillers.
那一天我妈妈就说，我们全家跪下来祷告。
That day, my mom said, "Let us, as a family, all kneel down and pray."
这是我第一次跪下来跟主耶稣祈求。
This is the first time I ever knelt down and requested Jesus for anything.
我真的 求神让我爸爸不要痛，因为那是很难承受的。
And so I asked Jesus to please let my father not be in pain because it is a very, very difficult thing to endure.
Yeah. 那当我祷告起来的时候
，And the moment when I stood up,
我爸爸就睡着了。
My father had fallen asleep.
我真的很感谢神。
So I really thanked God.
这是我的第一个体验。
This was my first experience.
真的有神。
That there really is God.
因为神听我的祷告，让我爸爸睡着了。
Because God heard my prayer and He allowed my father to fall asleep.
当护士拿止痛药的时候
，When the nurses came with the painkillers,
护士都很讶异为什么这个病人今天不用止痛药。
The nurse was very surprised at why this patient doesn't need medicine today.
呀，从那天我爸爸都没有痛过。
And then from that day on, my father never felt pain again.
呀，我们是用担架，特别为我爸爸受洗的，抬去洗礼场。
And for my father on his baptism, we actually had to carry him down to the site.
Yeah, 那医院事实上是不让我们出去的。
And the hospital did not allow him to leave.
因为认为他太虚弱，而且他气切过，所以认为下水生命有危险。
And so because he was too weak, his condition was weak, and he had tubes put into his for breathing, so they felt that it would be a life and death situation.
事实上这里是气切有一个洞。
So there was a hole for his breathing on his neck.
Yeah, 所以我们还签了自己负责的书，才能够带我爸爸出院去受洗。
So we signed these forms saying that we would say to allow my father to leave the hospital to be baptized.
所以，可是从水里起来的时候，我爸爸告诉我们说，不会，水很温暖，他觉得很舒服。
And the moment my father came out of the water, he told us the water was very warm and very comfortable.
呀，那我妈妈呢，在旁边又照相机在照相。
My mother was on the side, taking photos on her camera.
那从照相机里看出去，她看见洗礼的地方水变成粉红色。
As she was taking photos, she saw that the area of the baptism site, the water was red.
他那时候不知道是谁，他觉得从镜头看是有点粉粉红红的这样，然后他就问了别人。
Actually, at that time, she didn't know that it was blood. She just saw that it was a reddish color, and then so she asked the person next to her.
Yeah, 我们对圣经一无所知。
Because at that time, we did not have any knowledge about the Bible.
Yeah, 那所以姐妹就告诉她翻圣经，这是主耶稣的宝血。
And the sister explained to her, turning to the Bible verse, that this is the precious blood of Jesus.
所以我妈妈跟主耶稣再求一次。
And so my mother prayed to Jesus one more time.
她就说，如果我上次看到的真的是主耶稣的宝血，求主耶稣让他在我受洗的时候也能够看到宝血。
She asked Jesus that if what I saw before really was the precious blood of Jesus in the baptism, when Lily is baptized, let me also see the blood again.
因为我是跟着教会一块去受洗的，他是特别受洗。
Because my father had a special baptism just for him, but I myself was going to be baptized together at a regular church baptism.
Yeah, 那我妈妈在我受洗的时候又看到宝血，受洗的地方，水变成血。
At my baptism, my mother again saw that the water was, there was blood in the water.
所以我妈妈很高兴地告诉旁边的人，水变成血，可是旁边的人没看到。
And so my mother very happily told the people next to her, there is blood in the water, but the people next to her could not see it.
那当然，医院也没有办法治疗，我爸爸也没有疼痛，我们就回了家。
And because the hospital was not able to treat my father and he was not in pain anymore, then we went home.
事实上，我们觉得他的气色越来越好，我都觉得我爸爸应该会被医治。
And he was looking better and better, so I thought that my father would be healed.
那所以当我们回家的时候，医生给我们带了一抽屉的药。
And when we went home, the doctors gave us a whole drawer full of medicines to bring back.
是，直到我爸爸过世，那个药我们都没有打开过。
And until the moment that my father passed away, he never took any of those medicines.
Yeah, 所以当医生来的时候，我妈还跟他见证，我们信了耶稣，我爸爸从来没有痛过。
And even when the doctor came to visit, my mother testified to him that because of Jesus Christ, my father has not felt pain ever since.
Yeah, 那所以在家里他就可以听道理，然后我爸爸也在床上 得到圣灵。
And my father at home was able to listen to sermons, and then he received the Holy Spirit while praying on the bed.
那时候学校也已经开学了。
At that time, a school had started again.
所以我也回到学校上课。
And I went back to school for classes.
那事实上我那时候有点担心我爸爸自己一个人。
At that time, I was a little bit worried to leave my dad alone.
因为我爸爸是个非常风趣，很爱热闹的人。
Because my dad is a very lively person, and he likes to be around people.
Yeah, 那所以我回家的时候，我就发现我爸爸在跟人家讲话。
And when I went home, I discovered that my dad was talking to someone.
然后我爸爸就叫我来介绍我，告诉我说。他的旁边有两个好人。
And then my dad called me over and wanted to introduce me, saying that next to me there are two very good men.
所以他在我的手上写两个好人。
And he wrote it onto my hand, two good people.
我说我没有看到。
And I told him I don't see anyone.
可是我爸爸说有，就是有，旁边有两个好人。
But my father said yes, there are there.
而且是常常的。
And this happened often.
Yeah, 所以非常感谢神，让我爸爸不至于。太孤单。
And so I really thank God that my father did not feel lonely.
Yeah, 当然那时候我不知道天使。
At that time, I did not know what angels were.
Yeah, 但是感谢神。
But I thank God.
那我们每天晚上呢都会一块祷告。
Every evening we would pray together.
那有的姐妹也会来我们家陪我们每天晚上一块祷告。
And a sister would visit our home and to pray together with us.
有一天祷告的时候呢，有个姐妹。忽然从灵言翻成我们听得懂的话。
One evening when the sister came to pray with us, all of a sudden, this sister was translating what we were praying in the spirit.
她就说天父要接她回去。
And she said, the heavenly father will bring him home.
你们不要伤心。
Do not be sorrowful.
天堂是美好的。
Heaven is a good place.
你们一家在天堂相见。
You will meet each other.Your family will meet each other again in heaven.
当我听到这样，当然是吓了一大跳，因为我觉得我爸爸身体越来越好。
When I heard this, I was very shocked because I thought my dad was getting better and better.
那这个讲这个话的姐妹，祷告结束，一直跟我们抱歉。
And after this sister had translated the spiritual tongues, and she kept on apologizing to us.
那我们也不知道该怎么办。
And at that time, we didn't know what to do.
所以他跟我们讲了西西家的故事。
And so she told us the story of King Hezekiah.
Yeah, 让我们顺服神的意思。
That we should go and follow the will of God.
那我妈妈跟神求了一件事。
And my mother prayed to God for one thing.
因为我们家是做工程的，所以我妈妈求能够在工程结束的时候再接我爸爸走，这样子我们所有的责任跟就是款项才不会有问题。
And so my mother prayed that because of our work or our company that God would allow us to complete all of our work first before He took my father away, so that we would not have financial burdens.
Yeah. 所以那一天刚好是所有工程结束又验收好的日子早上。
And that was the day that all of the work was finished.
然后也验收结束了，我妈妈就打电话回家。验收。就是你知道工程结束他就要检查然后再说 everything was done.
So after our product was finished that was going into testing for the quality and then that's the morning.
Yeah. 那结束的时候我妈妈就打电话跟我讲说她想要去教会参加一个去教会然后问我说家里怎么样。
And so after the testing was finished then my mom called me and said she wanted to go to church for an activity at church that day and asked how everything was at home.
在那一天我就觉得我爸爸的呼吸越来越弱。
And that day I felt that my father's breathing was getting weaker.
所以我就跟我妈妈说赶快回家。
So I told my mom, hurry up and come home.
所以我爸爸就是在我们早上工程验收完下午就走了。
And my father, the day that we finished the production at our company and after the testing was finished, my father passed away.
Yeah. 那在我爸爸过世以后我们就可以看到我爸爸的遗书，就是 wills， 他的遗书。
And after my father passed away, we saw the will that my father left.
那是在他刚进医院没几天他就写了下来。
He wrote this a few days after he was hospitalized.
他跟我们讲，我们家不要再拜拜了，要跟着静叔叔去真耶稣教会。
And he wrote in his will that he would like for the family to no longer worship idols, but to go to True Jesus Church with Uncle Jing.
我爸爸没有走进过真耶稣教会一步。
Even though my father himself never stepped foot into a True Jesus Church building.
Yeah, 对，那也托付静叔叔照顾我们一家。
He asked Uncle Jing to take care of my family.
一直到今天。
And until today.
静叔叔九十几岁。
And Uncle Jing is 90 years old.
那他一样在照顾我们家。
He still watches over my family.
对于朋友的托付，一直守信到今天。
Because of his friend's request, he continues to keep it till today.
所以这也是我很感动的。
And so this is something that touches me very much.
在这个除了我遇到我爸爸生病这件事。
Besides dealing with meeting with the death of my father.
Yeah. 那事实上我的生命遇到几个困扰。
In my life, I had met with a few difficult times.
都是因为信仰才得到了解决。
And it is always because of faith that I was able to overcome.
我从小呢一直有灵的干扰。
Ever since I was young, I've been having disturbances of spirits.
Yeah. 那当这个灵来干扰的时候呢，它会让我晚上不能睡觉。
And when the spirits would come to bother me, I would not be able to sleep at night.
然后它就是一个飞的东西，我眼睛闭起来也可以看见它在我的面前飞来飞去。
It was something that was flying in front of me. Even if with my eyes closed, I could see that thing flying.
那它可以从我的心脏然后飞到后面，再从前面，再飞到后面，从我的身体穿过去。
And this the spirit was able to fly in front of me, through me, behind me, and above, over, and in front multiple times.
Yeah, 所以我晚上不能睡觉，即使躲在我爸爸妈妈的中间，我还是不能睡觉。
So I could not sleep at night because of this. And at night I would hide, even if I was hiding between my mother and father on their bed, I still could not sleep.
那这个时候呢，我就要去鸡童那里，鸡童就像交鬼一样，应该这样称。
So I went to find somebody who can help with spirits.
Yeah, 那我们台湾话叫做丢惊，然后说我要去那边收惊，这样子。我想这个很难用英文来解释。
It's kind of difficult to describe in English, but in Taiwan, there is a person that can go to help you to deal with these spirits.
Yeah, 那个地方很暗，至少我觉得很可怕，然后很多偶像。
And that place was very dark, and I felt it was very scary, and there were many idols there.
Yeah, 可是我没有选择。
But I didn't have a choice.
我常常要去那里才能够解决我这个灵的干扰。
I could only if I went there could I get rid of this disturbance, spiritual disturbance.
甚至有一次，我妈妈就问这个鸡童，为什么他这次又这样
？And one time, my mom asked the medium, "Why is it that she is like this again?"
那个鸡童说，你昨天是不是在门口跳橡皮筋？
And then she said, yesterday, did you not at the front door, were you not playing with rubber bands?
Yeah, 然后有一个大卡车从你的身边过去。
And a large truck passed by you.
我说是。
And I said, yes.
她说就这样。
And she said, that's why.
可是这个事在我的生活里头很多。
But this happened many times, it kept reoccurring in my life.
可是没有选择，我都要去鸡童那里解决这个问题。
But I had no choice. I had to keep going back to her to get rid of these spiritual disturbances.
一直等到我得了圣灵。
Until the moment that I received the Holy Spirit.
我有一种不一样灵的体验。
I had a different experience in the Spirit.
圣灵让我得到很大的平安、喜乐。
And the Holy Spirit allowed me to feel great joy and peace.
而且是光明的，不用害怕的。
And I was in the light, I was not afraid.
所以我可以就是不再被干扰。
so I could would no longer be disturbed by spirits.
Yeah. 那所以在我这个灵的体验，深深的知道这个灵的世界有两个灵的世界。
Through these spiritual experiences, I knew that there are two types of spirits.
所以你知道，一个是可怕的、黑暗的、伤害你的，一个却给你光明、平安，然后可以保护你的。
One is very dark and very scary, and one is in the light and can protect you.
Yeah. 那当然，在我信主以后，我还是偶尔会有灵的干扰或灵的体验。
And after I received the Holy Spirit, there were still After I believed in Jesus, there were still times in which I had disturbances by spirits.
那当然，我也一样很害怕。And, 我不能说我不害怕，我从小就很怕鬼。
And I have to say that I was very scared whenever that happened. Ever since I was young, I was very scared of spirits.
Yeah, 可是我不至于害怕到无助。
But I was not scared to the point that I felt powerless.
我也知道我不孤单。
I knew that I wasn't alone.
所以我都靠主耶稣的名把他们赶走。
So I would always cast them out in the name of Jesus Christ.
每一次都有用。
And every time it worked.
所以我深深的体会到，在灵里头，你如果不选择神的话，就是选择魔鬼。
So in the spiritual realm, I deeply experience that if you do not choose God, then you are choosing the devil.
所以一定要选择藏在神里头。
So you always have to choose to hide yourself in God.
那神会帮你保护你，不会被伤害。
And God will protect you, and no harm will come upon you.
Yeah, 我们也不会被灵来欺负。
And we will not be able to be mistreated by spirits.
那第二个，事实上在我的生命里头，我也遇到一个问题。
And secondly, in my life, I also met with a problem.
事实上我如果有时间，我想做一个小小的见证。事实上我看到很多的见证，可是我看这个时间，我想做一个小小见证。
And if I have time, I would like to share a small testimony, if time allows.
在我刚信主得圣灵刚得圣灵的时候，那时候还没受洗。
After I believed and I had just received the Holy Spirit, but I was not baptized yet.
Yeah. 那在我祷告的时候，每天祷告，神都会把我一天的事情好像影像在我的脑海里这样走一遍。
Every day when I would pray, God would show me all the things that I did in that day. It would just display in front of me.
Yeah, 然后忽然神就会停在一个地方。
And then in those pictures or images, suddenly God would stop on one image.
那神就告诉我他不喜欢这件事。
And God was telling me that he did not like this, this thing.
会让我觉得心里很苛责。
And this made me feel very guilty.
Yeah.那我记得有一次神停在一个地方，只是一个意念，我没有动作，我没有说出来，我没有做出来，只是一个意念。
I remember one time in prayer what God stopped upon was just a thought that I had. I had not actually taken action.
那神也告诉我他不喜欢。
And God told me that he did not like it.
所以这个经验让我学到就是神喜欢什么，可是这个经验没一阵子以后就不见了。
So this experience allowed me to understand what are the things that God likes, but this experience did not last for that long.
我以为所有人得圣灵都是这样。
And so I thought that everybody, when they receive the Holy Spirit, this is what happens when they pray.
后来我就知道不是。现在我要反省我自己的时候，在圣灵里头用神的话来反省我自己。
And afterwards, I found out that it wasn't that. Now, if I want to reflect upon myself during prayer, I need to reflect using the Word of God to examine myself.
那再来呢？我想讲说，在我们生命里头，那时候我都在想要追求一个让生命过着很快乐或者很有意义。
And at that time in my life, I always wanted to pursue to have a very meaningful and happy life.
所以表面上看来，在我还没有信主的时候，我很多时间都去做义工。
And from outer appearance wise, before I believed in Christ, a lot of my extra time I spent doing charity work.
Yeah, 那所以我以为这样很有意义，然后我生命又没有缺乏，表面上看起来应该是这样。
I felt this made my life very meaningful, and I didn't lack anything in my life, and this is what I saw on outward appearance.
可是每当晚上独处，在我的内心深处却有一个缺乏的感觉，跟一个不能满足的感觉。
But every night, when I was by myself, there would be a feeling that I was missing something, and that there was a lack there.
Yeah, 就像你在拼一个拼图，就是少一片，你找不到那一片。
It's just like when you're putting together a puzzle and you're just missing that one piece, you just can't finish that puzzle.
这个感觉一直到我得到圣灵。
I had that feeling up until the moment that I received the Holy Spirit.
那个喜乐跟平安是从里头出来了，然后我就觉得，对，我找到了。
And that joy and that peace came from within me, and I felt that, yes, I found it.
我就深深地体会到快乐跟平安不是外头可以给你的。
And so I deeply understood, experienced that joy and peace cannot be something you can receive externally.
而是神的灵跟神的话能够从里头让你得到平安跟喜乐。
But it is the Spirit of God and the Word of God that gives us this peace and joy.
所以就像心里有一个活水的泉源不住的涌出来。
And in my heart, there was a continual spring, springing out.
所以在那个时候，我觉得做义工是很有意义的事。
At that time, I felt that doing charity work was very meaningful.
的确，帮助人自己也得到很大的快乐。
Because you help other people, and I myself found it very enjoyable.
可是今天我觉得，如果能够引领一个人来认识主耶稣
，Today I feel that if you can bring one person to know Jesus Christ,
那是更有意义。
It is even more meaningful.
因为你可以帮助他的生命的改变。
Because you change, cause their spiritual life to change.
他的生命真的可以改变，而且真的能够得到福气。
So their lives can truly change, and they can truly receive blessings.
那如果这里呢？因为我后来有看了 Voody 传道的见证。
And afterwards, I had seen Preacher Voody's testimony.
事实上，他跟我有一个类似的见证。
And he has a very similar testimony with myself.
事实上，很多人都在寻求一个快乐的日子。
Many people are trying to seek after a happy life.
Yeah, happiness.
Happiness.
幸福。好，我这个是调查出来的。
And this is something that you can see in studies.
Yeah. 那所以乌迪传道虽然跟我追求的不一样，不过我们的结论都一样。直到他，所以我有觉得他跟我一样，最后得到圣灵。那个喜乐是从里头出来的。
So even though Preacher Voody tried to find it in different ways than I did, but we had the same conclusion that it wasn't until we received the Holy Spirit that we truly found that peace and joy.
另外呢，我还有一个问题。
And then another thing is I had another issue.
就是我那时候对于这个价值，我觉得这个价值错乱。
And I think that at the time, my values were very confused.
因为我的父母教导我一套，我的学校教导我一套，我的朋友大家行的又是另外一套。
Because my parents taught me a set of values. In school, they taught a different set. And my friends were living out different values.
所以我常常觉得我不是那么灵巧，这世界真的是价值很错乱，无所适从。
And so I often felt that I am not that smart or wise. That in this world, so many different values are so confusing.
Yeah. 事实上，在我们家，你可以说做错一件事，可是不可以说谎。
Because in my family, even if you did something wrong, you cannot lie about it.
Yeah. 所以说谎的代价会比做错还要大。
So in my family, to lie is worse than doing something wrong.
所以一直到我读了圣经。
But so up until I read the Bible,
我觉得找到一个标准。
Then I found a standard.
Yeah, 那个不变的标准。
And this is an unchanging standard.
不会因为人或者时间做改变。
It will not change because of people or because of the passing of time.
而且那是神喜欢的。
And these are based on the things that are pleasing to God.
我很高兴最后在圣经里找到一个这样的标准。
I was very joyful that I was able to find this standard in the Bible.
事实上在今天的时代，我觉得我这个问题比我当时更严重。
And I feel that even, that now in the society, this issue is even greater than, previously for myself.
最后我来做一下结论。
And finally, I would like to make a conclusion.
第一个，我想感谢神，在我人生遇到一个这么大的困难。
That I would like to thank God that, in my life, although I face such a great challenge.
第一个困难就要面对我爸爸的生离死别。
The first challenge was the illness of my father and his passing away.
那年我爸爸50岁。
That year my father was 50 years old.
所以我认知到人非常的有限，也非常的软弱。
And so I understood that a man is very limited and very weak.
那也是很无助哈，所以感谢神在那个时候能够伸手来救了我们。
And that we are very helpless. So, at that time, thank God that He reached out His hand to help us.
也在那个时候可以认识主耶稣。
At that time, I came to know Jesus.
所以非常感谢神，在我们没有寻求他的时候，他叫我们遇见。
I really thank God that at the time when we were not even looking for Him, He looked for us.
我们没有访问他的时候，他向我们显现。
When we did not try to seek after him, he revealed or appeared before us.
Yeah, 那我要感谢神，在我遇到这么大的困难的时候，安慰我，帮助我，引导我度过那个丧父之痛。
And through a very difficult time in my life, he comforted me and encouraged me when my father passed away.
Yeah, 经过这个40年的信仰。
After 40 years of faith has passed,
我感谢神，这四十年，神一样是没有改变的神。
I thank God that within these 40 years, God has never changed.
神的话跟神的灵一样在帮助我，让我得到平安跟喜乐。
His word and His spirit continue to still help me to feel peace and joy.
Yeah, 那也一致的。一直的在看顾我。
And he continues to watch over me.
所以我深深的体认到任何事情神都可以帮你解决。
And so I have deeply felt that any situation you have felt or you encounter, God can help you to resolve.
找神解决你的问题，那才是捷径。
And this is a
shortcut.
So it's a shortcut if we actually look for God to help us to resolve our problem.
如果你要自己解决方法，你只是更绕路。找神解决你的问题，绝对是你的捷径。
And if you try to find a way yourself, then you will go a very long distance. But if you find God, it will be much shorter.
有些事甚至只有神能够解决。
And there are certain things that only God can resolve.
Yeah, 那我深深体认到，神才是一切福气的来源。
And so I have deeply experienced that God is the only one that is the source of blessings.
所以非常感谢神，在我的人生里头能够有神。
So I am very thankful that I can have God in my life.
Yeah, 那看起来还有十分钟。
I still have 10 minutes left.
好吧，我还是让它结束了。
Okay, I was just to conclude.
所以非常的感谢神，希望。能够一辈子在神的怜悯下，在神的恩典下。
Thank God that I was able to be under His grace and His protection throughout my life.
Yeah, 也求神赐福给每一个人在神的怜悯跟恩典下。
And may God bless everyone here to also be under His grace and protection.
见证到此，愿一切的荣耀都给归给天上的父。
This concludes my testimony. May all the glory, honor, and praise be upon Jesus.
莉莉姊妹跟我讲说，她见证也会有很多的，会超过时间哈。
Sister Lily told me that she has many testimonies that would go over time.
可能她中间有省略很多。
I think she has cut out many things from it.
好，那我们先唱一首诗哈，我们再做祷告。
Let us sing a hymn and then we will pray.
我们唱58首。
Let us sing hymn 58. Let us turn to a few Bible verses to be our direction in our prayer. Let us turn to John chapter 15, verse 16.
约翰福音十五章十六节。
John chapter 15, verse 16.
我们翻到之后，我们弟兄姊妹，我们一起来练这一节。
Once you have found the verse, let us read it together.
好，谢。不是你们
拣选的我，you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give
you. 这边提到两个现象，两个事实。
And here it mentions two truths or realities.
就是今天我们能够到神的名下，不是神拣选我们。
For us to be able to come under the name of God today is because He chose us.
不是是神拣选我们啊，不是我们拣选的神。
You did not choose me, but I chose you.
所以这个是神很大的一个福气跟恩典。
So this is a great mercy and grace that we have received from God.
不是今天我们做了什么样的事情，有什么样的美德啊，我们又有。身具什么样的一种条件，所以我们可以被神所拣选。
It is not because we have done something and done some good work or some merit that made us fulfill a requirement to be worthy of being chosen.
我们被神所拣选，那是因为神的爱。
We are chosen because of the love of Jesus.
所以这是第一个我们要去了解的一种事实，人生的事实。
And this is a first thing, the first truth that we need to know.
第二个事实呢，我们今天跟父求很多的事。
Secondly, there are many things that we ask God for today.
什么样的人向父求，父会赐给他呢？
And what kind of person would receive what he asks from God?
就是能够去结果子的人啊。
It is the person that bears fruit.
父拣选我们不是把我们供养在那边。让我们每天过得幸福快乐的日子。
God chose us not so that every day we just live a life very happily.
父拣选我们是要我们去结果子。
He chose us so that we can bear fruit.
有结果子的人，我们跟父求什么父会赐给我们。
And those that bear fruit, whatever they ask the Father in His name, He will give you.
让我们结果子。更多。
And so in this way, we can bear even more fruit.
这是这一节圣经节里面告诉我们的事实，也是我们要去了解的。
This is the second truth that we can understand from this verse.
我们再看一节圣经节。
Let us turn to another verse.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm chapter 19.
诗篇十九篇十四节。
Psalm chapter 19, verse 14.Verse 14.
19篇14节
Psalm chapter 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
这是大卫的心愿啊。
This is the heart of David.
也是大卫跟神求的一件事情。
It is something he requested of God.
我口中的言语，我心里的意念，可以在神面前蒙悦纳。
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable.
我们每天要讲很多的话。
Many days we, every day we speak many words.
我们心里的意念更是每一秒不晓得有千千万万的一种想法出来。
And even more so, every moment, every second, how many thoughts we have.
大卫说，愿他口中的言语，愿他心中的意念都在神面前可蒙悦纳。
David asked that the words of his mouth and the thoughts on his heart also be acceptable in God's eyes.
愿大卫的 祷告啊，也是我们每位弟兄姊妹的祷告。
May the prayer of David also be a prayer of ours.
啊，愿大卫心里面想要神成全他的啊，也是我们每位弟兄姊妹我们向神所祈求的。
And may what God has given to David be also something that we pursue after in our life.
啊，让我们的言语。意念都能够蒙神所悦纳。
That he may grant us that our words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable.
啊，最后我们看腓立比书第四章。
Finally, let us turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
啊，第六节、第七节。
Verse 6 and verse 7.Verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
啊，保罗教导我们，我们跟神祈求的时候呢，我们要有义无挂虑的心啊。
Paul teaches us that as we are making our prayers and supplication, be anxious for nothing.
我们已经跟神求了，我们就让神来帮我们解决问题。
And since we are already making these requests to God, let us not be anxious and let God take care of it.
我们跟神求，我们很认真跟神求，一方面我们自己又很担心。
And if we are on one hand requesting of God, but on the other hand, we're still being very anxious.
我们就是在怀疑神的能力啊。
We are doubtful of whether God really has the power to do it.
所以我们就要义无挂虑的把事情交给神。
So we need to be anxious for nothing, and as we are giving our request to God.
保罗说我们只要做一件事情就好。
Paul says we only need to do one thing.
就是要继续祷告。
Which is to continue praying.
并且这个祷告是带着感谢的祷告。
And in addition, this is a prayer that is made with thanksgiving.
这个祷告不是带着埋怨，带着很悲哀，带着很可怜的那种祷告。
This is not a prayer that in which you feel very sorrowful and very pitiful and look self-pity.
我们把这种带着感谢的祷告带到神的面前。
We bring this prayer of thanksgiving to the presence of God.
第七节说神会赐我们出人意外的平安。
And then Paul says that God will grant us a peace that surpasses all understanding.
这种意外的平安就好像我们早上所学习的，这么伸出祷告的时候，这个水就出现了。
Just like in this morning, that when we are in deep prayer, then the water will appear.
这个神给我们的平安，这边第七节下半段说在基督耶稣里面要保守我们的心怀意念。
And this peace of God will guard your hearts and minds.
我们的心怀意念，我们刚刚讲说是不容易去掌控住。
And we had earlier talked about how our hearts and our minds are actually very hard to grasp hold of.
但是借着祷告，我们神会帮助我们在耶稣基督里面。保守我们的心怀意念。
But through prayer and the peace of God will help us to guard our hearts and our minds.
好，那我们现在就要祷告。
And now we will pray together.
好，我们用这个我们刚所读的第三这三节哈，当我们祷告的一个方向。
We will use the three verses we just read to be a direction for our prayer.
我们也纪念身体病痛的灵性软弱的弟兄姊妹。
Let us also remember those who are in illness and those who are weak.
好，我们早上有唱名的这些弟兄姊妹。
This morning we listed these members.
也特别为了Liviana的父亲比较危急的情况之下我们帮他来带祷。
And let us especially remember Liliana's father in our prayers because it is a very urgent situation.
也为了 Karen Shi 姊妹来祷告。
And let us pray for sister Karen Shi.
一起跪下祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.